Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
A couple of beer leaguers with outrageous flow.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to the casino since I got kicked out.
You gotta get that fixed.
We're gonna bet so many overs.
Yeah! You're listening to the Hockey Dudes.
Soy dudes, we're back. Speaking of beer league and getting kicked out, got kicked out of my Thursday night game last night.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say last week.
No, not last week. I didn't play last week, but yesterday was a sub for a team, got three pims.
Did you do them all in the first period this time?
No, one per period. I went one per period this time.
Because last time I saw you get kicked out, it was all in one period.
Not true. That was one of them leaked over into the second period.
Was it leaked over
in
the second?
Yes, it leaked over.
It was very quick, though.
It was very quick into the second period, yes. In a real 20-minute period game, it would have been all first period. Yeah, yeah. So, listen, I'm not a dirty player. I just play hard defense, and it just doesn't look good in D-League. You just shouldn't.
Like, no.
There's no reason to, like, stick lift and, like, you know.
I just stay in my lane.
Yeah. It's a good way to do it, man.
I stay in my lane, and I feel like as a taller guy out there, I'm more visible, so I can't stick. I stick out more.
Yes.
If I do something really bad.
You have a good way of absolutely bodying people, but making it look like you just didn't know how to skate. Like, you've completely mastered
it.
Yeah. And I don't know if you just don't know how to skate, but you have this great play where you just will absolutely level someone into the boards, but make it look like you were just, like, all over the place.
I mean, I feel like I know how to skate, but I just know when I'm going to go hit somebody, I just got to fall really weirdly.
Yes.
Real awkwardly.
Yes.
And then they're just like, oh, he had no idea he was there, or he doesn't know what he's doing.
You would be really good at not getting any trying to think of it.
You got this.
I got this.
It's okay.
Roughing the passers.
Oh, I'd get no rough in the passers.
Yes, like, you know how, like, they are putting their body towards the quarterback, and it's like putting your whole weight on the quarterback thing. You would be good at not
just
getting those.
Falling to the other side after hitting the quarterback.
Like, oh, the quarterback hit me.
Yeah. The only time I went out and got a penalty was that one game you asked me to sub for your team right before COVID, and the one guy was just eating you on the boards.
Yeah, that was bad.
And you got up and started skating away, and I absolutely decked him with my stick.
I appreciated that. I appreciated that a lot. We got Tom in the stew, in the fan stew this time. That's why we sound crystal clean. Tom's on like a 12-hour work day right now.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Yeah. But hey, the coats helping you get through it, no?
Yeah. I've hit a lot of overs on them.
Overs are 4-1.
I was on money line against the Canucks. I was not on money line last night, but I had a lot of bets out there that I just stuck with the safe play.
See, here's the thing. I'm watching these games. I'm seeing the Coats go down early in the games, but I was watching last night's game, and I'm like, the only reason they just start so slow.
Yeah.
Their first period, they can't get anything going.
Even the goals they gave up last night, I didn't feel like we're really getting against a wall here.
Right.
They were kind of like, the first one was just, like, the first two were just jams at the net.
Jams at the net,
which you could say the defense needs to get that out, but those are just kind of fluky jam at the net
just
goals.
Just jams at the net.
I don't remember the third one. What was the third one?
Oh, the third one was Roman Josi going bar down that they called off.
Yeah, no, I knew they called that one off, but what was the third goal the Preds had? Because they went up 3-1
on us. They went up 3-1, yeah.
I forget the third one they had.
So do I. Dang.
Oh, it was the guy was at the boards, and he just threw it at the net,
yes.
And Elvis had no idea where it was.
Couldn't see it for 1 second.
So that was a fluky one, too, because, like, odds are of him hitting the net from that angle with that many bodies, very slim. So we didn't really give up any serious opportunities. And the PK, like, I don't think we gave up a power play goal, right?
No. No, no PPs.
I thought PK looked good.
Yeah, PK looked great. They were on the. They had three PIMs in the first period. Speaking of having PIMs, three PIMs in the first period, the Jackets were a man down three times in the first period. And they had more shots. How is that?
Yes.
It's incredible.
They honestly play pretty offensively as well on the PK. They get a lot of chances, and they haven't gotten one yet this year. So if I could bet on them to get a shorthanded goal, I would say one's coming up. I think they're due.
They're so due. But it is nice to see that this team has won
two in games, a row.
Has won two in a row, has beaten teams at home that you feel like you should beat at home, defend
and
the Preds.
The Preds are a playoff team.
They are a playoff team, yep. They are a playoff team, and you've played four of the first five teams that you've played to start the year have been playoff teams.
Yes, and the first two won.
Were wagons.
The Canes just won the Metro.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you know anything about the Lightning. They've gone to the last three Stanley Cups.
I've heard about them, yeah. I've heard about those guys.
Two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are. They have a lot of talent.
And here's the thing, too, is the Jackets are doing this without Patrick Laine.
Yeah.
They've won two in a row without Patrick Laine.
And what, the first three games was without Elvis, correct?
Yeah.
The first two or three were without Elvis.
First.
Not that Tarasov gave up any bad goals. The defense was just really
bad. Defense was atrocious, yeah. And Elvis does make those extra saves.
Yes, he does.
Like, Elvis had a lot of really incredible saves last night.
Yes.
He's in his bag.
And the Canucks game. The Canucks game, third period, he was locked down.
Elvis is doing exactly what we want, making the key saves.
Yeah, you don't need to make all the saves. Make the key ones.
Like, we can go down 3-1 in a game, and I can just be completely fine. Like, when we went down 3-1, I was like, okay, I'd rather be down 3-1 than being down 2-0. At least we got that first one.
Yeah, we got on the board.
Got on the board. Now we go.
No goose egg.
Yeah, Jake Bean.
That was a pretty goal.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Right off the left post.
I need to do a better job at lining up the memes on my phone because I really forgot to tweet out the bean. The bean.
That
yeah.
Literal bean.
Yeah, his.
Over his face.
Yeah, over his face.
That is a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, so I need to get better at that.
And then Johnny Hamm got two Genos last night.
Yeah, one was an empty netter, but hey, you got to get your cookies, you know?
Hey, if someone's leaving you open, you take them.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried when the puck went on his stick because I thought, oh, God, please don't miss it. But then I saw it was ham and cheese.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, he's not missing it.
Not missing it. And especially after he sniped the living hell out of that first one.
Yeah, right over the shoulder
top
of Lekkinen. Yeah, that... Kevin Lekkinen had a really good game going.
He did.
That man had like 34 saves.
And then Ham and Cheese said nope. And then Blankenbird said see you later.
Yeah, that goal was absolutely electric. No one's talking about the pass that Voracek made.
No, that's what I wanted to bring
no
up.
No one's talking about that pass.
Ben Sawdude and Anthony Carroll were like, oh my God, what a snipe. And I was like, what about the pass? It went from the left board all the way across the ice.
Yeah, like on the goal line. Like,
yeah.
And
on the tape.
Yeah, on
like
the
he
tape.
Didn't have to slow down or anything. Like, he hit him in stride on the tape, and then he could just rip it.
It's all credit to Blanks for, you know, getting down in that space.
Yeah, absolutely, for seeing the lane. Because I told them, as a goalie, that's a really tough save. You're going from one end of the ice to the other and then having to set up, like,
you're just pooping your pants because you're like, I can't believe they completed that pass.
Yeah,
you
know, and like, I mean? If he makes the save, that is a fantastic save, yes. But the setup pass, I thought, was more impressive.
Yeah, it's like being a DB going against the old Chiefs when they would throw it to Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill would catch it in the open field on like 3rd and
15. And then you're just like, I'm never catching
it. The DB's like, holy crap, the football's in Tyreek Hill's hands.
And I am not seeing you ever again.
Yeah. And Blank scores, and... One of my favorite things to do when those game-winning goals happen, which I had live bet the Jackets when they were down 2-0, so I was obviously just buzzing when they went up. I was happy that the game was tied and going to go into OT.
And you were at the game last night, right?
I left early.
Oh.
Yeah, I left early to play Thursday night hockey, of which I got kicked out of anyway, so.
That's tough.
You know what? I should just gone to Thursday night football at the Nut House.
That's tough that you left early.
Well, I mean, I was sitting there with my press pass. Like,
but I was saying, like,
sitting there with nobody.
In, like, the sense that it was that big of a comeback win.
Right.
Like, that's when you're like, damn.
I was more than happy to listen to it on the way back.
Maybe they needed you to leave.
Yeah, and I did. I got the hell out of there.
Hey, thank you.
Let me see if that Bob Miguel get call is in this folder here.
Hashtag.
Oh, here it is. This is electric. You're gonna absolutely wanna hear this one. This is his. This is Bob Miguel gets radio call on Blankenberg's third goal last night.
Voracek with pressure on the left wing boards across. Blankenberg shoots and he scores. We're shooting blanks as Nick Blankenberg makes it 4-3.
We're shooting blanks.
I don't know if he thought that one through.
No, I love it, though. I almost tweeted at him.
But if you're shooting blanks, like, you're not actually getting a shot.
But it just, it rolls off the tongue. Or you just, you're not killing anybody, but you, I don't know, yeah.
Say we're not shooting blanks.
We're not shooting blanks? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I loved it. Well, shooting blanks.
I am also taking this way too literal.
You're taking it too literal, but you're also not going deep enough at the same time. So here's the thing. Let me explain it to you. Shooting blanks, if it's a gun, be bad. You're not doing any damage, right?
Correct.
Shooting blanks out your hose, can have all the fun you want.
This is no longer a PG episode.
This is no longer a PG episode. I'm going to have to put not a PG episode, but it's Bob Gilligan's fault.
You need to put in a point right before you said that if you're under the age of 14, put your earmuffs on.
The fan's not going to air this one. The fan will let us know weeks in advance, hey, we might air this one.
No, you're right. That's Bob McGilligan's fault.
That's Bob McGilligan's.
He came up with that.
Bob McGilligan, the play-by-play radio guy of the Columbus Blue Jacket.
Is talking about blanks.
Yes. And I almost tweeted at him, like, great call, man. We're shooting blanks. But then I was like, he's going to see that and be like, wow, if the 25-year-old douche nugget thinks it's funny, I should stop doing it.
Probably.
So I just didn't tweet at him. Huge of me. Instead, I just re-aired it and explained it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But again, it's his fault.
No, 1,000%.
And it's also your fault for making me go deeper. So it's both of our faults. And his.
I started it by going too literal.
Yes.
And then you dug a hole.
Showed you where the treasure was.
And I was in that hole with you.
Absolutely.
I do like his Here's Johnny call.
Oh, yeah. He's great at those. I got that one here, too, if you want to hear that. This was Johnny's goal to make it 3-2, which when they made. Oh, no, he doesn't have Johnny's call in here. He's got Danforth's goal in here.
That was a great goal.
That goal was huge.
That was a fantastic goal. I don't know who that D-man was. It wasn't Yossi.
No.
But he absolutely got dog walked.
It was a great pass by somebody, too. I can't remember who.
It was.
Oh, Peak. Peak.
It was Peak, yeah. It was a great pass, and then he absolutely dog walks.
When I was watching that game, they had the broadcast angle, like, down low on the ice, and they zoomed in on Peak, and for a second, I thought he, like, transformed into Seth Jones. my eyes
single
were, like,
digit.
Yeah, my eyes were like, is that Seth Jones? And then he made that pass. I was like,
you don't want Seth Jones right now. I don't think anybody wants Seth Jones.
You want Blue Jackets Seth Jones to make those passes.
Yeah.
Like, if Andrew Peak's super ability is to turn into Seth Jones on home run passes, I'm all for it, man.
Absolutely.
Seth Jones was pretty electric at hitting those home run passes.
And I think that's a fair point, because I feel like we have been missing the last couple years those long stretch passes connecting. And we had a couple last night.
Blanks can hit him.
Yeah, he can.
He can hit him.
I just like him as a player.
He's great, isn't he? I don't know.
I feel like I was saying at the end of last year I wanted to see him early this year.
100%. We both were.
Yeah.
There's no question. I couldn't believe.
He just brought a fire last year, and I just loved his skating across the blue line in the offensive zone.
Yeah, and he hits.
Yeah.
And he hits.
How tall is he? He's not tall.
No, he's not. He's a short king for sure.
But, I mean, Quinn Hughes is a short D-man. So
and Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah,
and,
like, there's nothing wrong with that.
He is 5'9".
So on skates, he's probably close to 6 foot.
Yeah.
That's fine.
How did we get this guy again? I don't even remember.
I don't even know. I think we just kind of were like, Kent he played Johnson's at Michigan. Like, yeah,
hey,
he played
can you
at
get
Michigan.
My roommate?
Yeah, he played at Michigan. He's like, hey, this guy's like not bad. Maybe give him a shot.
I did love that Kent Johnson was on the ice when Blankenberg scored that goal. Like Kent Johnson was the first Jacket to embrace
yeah.
him after that goal.
And you know he's like, due. Has he scored his first career goal
no.
yet?
No. He had a point last night.
Okay, but he didn't score a goal last year.
No.
And it like he only played like 8 games.
He had the assist on the Bean goal, which was
he's
the
getting
first
close.
Goal. He's getting close. And he's had a lot of really, really, really
good chances. And you're really the hope is once he gets one, just the floodgates open and he starts tallying them up more and more.
And we unleash the Johnson.
Like, if you were watching the movie Miracle and he just was like, yeah, Kent Johnson, you'd be like, yeah, that fits.
Yep.
That name just fits 80s hockey, it feels like.
Yeah. Unleash the Johnson. That's all I'm waiting for.
I think Carol and I saw someone in relation to him in the team store on home opener night.
Really? Like, someone
they brought
just looked exactly like him?
He had the, like, lighter brown hair. Old Michigan Letterman's jacket, old jacket.
Yeah.
And they brought him in through the side door. Some chick brought him in through the side door. She had a radio, so she works for the team. And then he had like his kid with him, I'm guessing, or a kid. And they just cut everybody in line. Like this was like a three-folded line and there's only 4 cashiers. And this dude just goes right to the front.
Love it. I love it, as he should. Let him have the front. Let him have the blue line. Let Kent Johnson's dad run the blue line.
I wasn't buying anything, so I didn't care.
Yeah, let Kent Johnson's dad run the blue line.
Yeah. I will say, Carol's tickets were Lexus Lounge.
Yeah.
So nice.
Oh, you went with him that night?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how I got the – I told you, I am actually going to the home opener.
Yeah.
He just randomly texted me and was like, my boss is giving me
got him from Stanley Steemer. That's
yeah,
right.
He's like, my boss is giving me 3 tickets to the Jackets game. You want to go tonight? And that's when I texted Bilo. I was like, yeah, I'm out on hanging out tonight.
Lexus Lounge. Yeah, those are nice.
Dude,
the food
down
there.
Wagyu steak.
Wagyu. Oh, man. They served you up nice on opening
Yeah, Wagyu
night.
Steak, some mac and cheese, build your own chili cheese dogs. It was delicious.
Who the F at Stanley Steemer is letting Anthony Carroll have those tickets?
It was his boss.
That's unbelievable.
He said his boss lives like an hour away from Columbus.
It's so funny how little people attend to hockey around Columbus. Like, you know, like some people.
Carroll.
Like some people just don't even acknowledge that the Jackets exist.
Carroll has worked there for maybe 2 to 3 months.
That's what I'm saying.
And they were just like, yeah, here's 3 tickets.
In the Lexus Lounge. All right, we have to get into some stuff. So when we come back, we're going to take a little pause. We're going to call up our Colorado correspondent, Slopes, a.k.a. Loudon Stroop. He's coming on the podcast next. We're going to talk about the jersey. We're going to talk about Blanks. This guy's obsessed over Nick Blankenberg. He might be Nick Blankenberg's biggest fan.
He better get a Nick Blankenberg reverse retro jersey.
I think Slopes thinks he invented Nick Blankenberg.
He wasn't shooting blanks to invent Nick Blankenberg.
No, you can't. Of course not. All right. By the way, it just popped in my brain. Nick Blankenberg to score. Never mind. All right, let's take a break.
Wow. Tough.
Bottle Rockets and Sellies forever. Welcome back to the Hockey Dudes.
All righty. We are back. What I was trying to say before I got out of that last segment.
Seizure.
Yeah, I did have a little bit of a episode there at the end of that first segment. What I was trying to say is I might bet on Nick Blankenberg to score against Pittsburgh.
Wow.
It's a big Berg game.
You really connected the dots on that.
Yeah, went deep.
You put the signs together.
Yes, there's people like Jay Fresh Hockey on Twitter and, you know, Allison Lucan who, like, go deep into the analytics. They do a great job doing that.
But your analytics are the most important.
Saying
analytics.
Blankenberg is scoring against Pittsburgh.
Berg.
Analytics can't buy that one.
Nick Blankenberg to score on Pittsburgh.
Right. Analytics also can't buy as good of a coverage of the team as what our good friend out in Colorado is delivering. We got Loudenstroop, a.k.a. Slopes, a.k.a. our Colorado correspondent. He is out in Colorado. Slopes, I ask you this question every episode. How are the Slopes out in Colorado?
They're good. Again, it's way warmer here than it is in Ohio, so I'm very happy about that.
You want to bet on that? It's pretty hot out here right now.
It's 80 degrees here.
It's 70 here. Yeah,
we've had snow.
It was 80 degrees yesterday, and I was told it was like 40s, which is rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Can you do? You'll take warm weather though, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Slopes, I gotta get your take on the new reverse retro jersey. It came out, and it has some people pretty upset. What I found from taking like a general viewing of what people are saying about it, it's either the majority of the people either don't care for it or absolutely hate it. Slopes, where do you land on the reverse retro?
So my expectations were really low with all the mock-ups that I saw on Twitter. I'm not a huge fan of the OG third jersey, if I'm being completely honest. So when they said they were redoing that, that was kind of a bummer. But I like that they changed it up a little bit with the blue. It's not my favorite jersey, but I don't hate it. And in comparison to all the other reverse retros, like, they kind of, if I'm being completely honest, they kind of just dropped the ball. Like, none of them are getting me really excited like they did last time. Like, the No Wild Wing, the Arizona Coyotes one is just, like, recycled and orange now. Like, I don't know. None of them are really eye-popping to me.
Well, you know, and it's kind of tough because the NHL doesn't do this whole thing where they make everybody make a whole new jersey. You know, everybody has, not everybody, but teams have their own third jerseys already. So when the league's like, hey, come up with a new jersey just for this whole series that we're doing, it gets kind of tough. And to have to do that 2 years just after you had to think of one, it makes sense in my brain why the creativity will have gone out the window. But Slopes, I think you nailed it, man. I think whenever the Jackets have to do something cool, my expectation level is just the floor. You know, like,
for sure.
Like, it's just the floor. And the last jersey wasn't anything spectacular, but it was different. And that's kind of all I care about when it comes to these kind of things, is just give me something different. And they gave me something different with this reverse retro jersey that I think is going to be enough for me to be like, okay, I like it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I have a different opinion on the first reverse retros that you guys do. I know you guys are a fan of them. I'm not a huge fan just because I cannot stand that logo. Like, that's, in my opinion, our worst logo we've had, even though it was the OG one. I see where you're coming from, and it's like, it's hard to come out with new jerseys every 2 years or whatever. So it makes sense that they're not quite on the same level as some of them were. Like, I just wanted a Nordiques or a Quebec Whalers jersey again, to be honest, coming from someone, but it is what it is.
Yeah, or talking about teams that don't exist anymore, if the answer for the Blue Jackets when it comes to making a throwback jersey or a reverse retro jersey is to actually go retro and make a jersey off of the team that brought you an NHL team, and that would be making a team after the ECHL Columbus Chill. For anybody,
100%, that I won't be satisfied until we get a Chill jersey. If I'm being completely honest.
For any person that has ever been to a Chiller, watched a hockey game in person or in Columbus, or just the whole reason that hockey is in Columbus is because of the Columbus Chill, you'd think that the Blue Jackets, if they had an ounce of, you know, intelligence, would be like, we're going to make a jersey honoring the team that brought hockey to this city, and it's going to look sweet. Now, I'll say that the fact that they're going black with the jerseys makes me feel like, okay, it's kind of chill, you know, right? Like,
that's a bit of a stretch, but
no, I'm not saying that they intentionally went black and are trying to make that connection. I'm just saying I wanted a Chill jersey. They didn't do a Chill jersey, but they're still going black. I'll take that. Like, it's kind of a meet in the middle kind of thing. Like, you are so stupid, you backed yourself almost into what I wanted kind of deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair. And, like, my big concern, or the big concern that I heard everywhere is, like, oh, they might not be able to get the licensing. Well, Vegas just did a minor league jersey for their reverse retro. So that means that it's open. Like, that it's a possibility. Just give the fans what they want. You'll sell a ton of jerseys, and it'll be great.
Slopes, good hockey stop on that one. That
way
was
to keep that PG.
That was great. No, you know, it's one of those things too where I will say 66% of the hockey teams in the NHL have worn a black jersey. So it's not like it's an original look at all. And, you know, I just think it will look cool. I don't know. I just think it will look cool. I think Johnny Gaudreau will look sweet in a black and blue jersey. And I kind of like that they, you know, did royal blue because, to be honest, it kind of pops a little bit. Let's call it a neon blue is what it is. It's a neon blue.
For sure.
And I think it reminds me a lot of what the Stars did a couple years ago, or with their, you know, third jersey with the neon look. It kind of reminds me of that, and I think it could kind of, depending on where the pants look like and depending on what the socks look like, maybe that blue will pop a little bit. You know, it's a new look for a new team, for a new era. And here's the thing. When people tend to hate something, I tend to like it because I'm like, oh, it's making Jackets fans mad. Perfect. Because Jackets fans, as you know, Slopes, want to change everything all the time, no matter what.
100%. My last point on the chill jersey, it doesn't even have to be black. You could take the black, make it navy, and do navy on white, and then have the Columbus with the chill pattern down the side. I think that would look awesome.
Slopes, I agree with you, man. But, hey, again, like you said, like I said and you said, expectations, the floor. Quite literally the floor when it comes to them doing anything. So that's just how it is.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, Blankenberg, this guy looks pretty good, man. And I know you are a big fan of Blankenberg and what he brings. And I see a lot of people tweeting that, you know, the Jackets are 2-0 since he's been in the lineup. They're like, coincidence? And I'm like, no, obviously it's not a coincidence. He's a good hockey player. He does a lot of positive things on the ice. But just your overall thoughts on the guy, man.
He's doing exactly what I was expecting him to do. First game, I felt like I might have snake bit him a little bit because he did have some out of position moments. But the dude just makes up for it in pure energy and, like, heart. Like, he does everything he can. If he makes a mistake, he does everything he can to make up for it. And he's just – him and Johnny Gaudreau are just willpowering this team to wins right now. We're not playing great as a team, if we're being completely honest, but they're just dragging us to dubs.
And you know who used to drag us to dubs? Patrick Laine. Like, that guy dragged us to a lot of dubs last year. We don't have him in the lineup right now. What do you think – like, the Jackets have won two games here at home. They're 2-3 on the year. They got a tough schedule coming up. You got the Penguins, and then you got the Rangers. It's going to get brutal here in a second. You're going to play, as you play these Metropolitan games, it's going to get tough. But, Slopes, just do we have a read? Do you have a new number? I think your last number was 78% on Patrick Laine. Do you have a new number for us today?
I saw that he was skating again. I didn't see anything new really though, so I'm gonna stay at 78%. I'll go up to 78.5. That's as far as I'm comfortable going right now.
You know what? I will take that hook. I will take that hook as long as it's going upwards. That's all that matters to me. Slopes, thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy the warm weather out there. And any chance you're gonna catch an Avalanche game soon, man?
As of right now, I got one clocked in for December, but hopefully I can make some beforehand. I'm kind of mad that both Jackets games are in Finland. Of course, the year I move out here, but it is what it is. I'm hoping to get some more in my belt.
Come on, money bags. Just buy a plane ticket. Get over there. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but...
Okay. All right. Well, we'll cut you loose, man. Good to hear from you as always. Keep up with the slopes notes and just go back to not working, as Tom says.
Yeah, for sure. Go Coach.
Always love having our dude Slopes on. You can follow him at, I'm not even going to shout him out. You can just, you'll see him on the, if you follow the Hockey Dudes, you'll definitely see a lot.
He tweets a lot nowadays too.
He's covering the Jackets. He's getting a lot of followers, man.
He's trying to get a job as a analyst for the Jackets probably.
I think he's just going for GM.
Straight to the top.
Yeah. I mean, I'd.
Straight to the top, Loudenstroop, GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I think he'd do great at that job.
I could see it.
I don't know what he's doing right now, to be honest, at all.
Accounting.
He's probably pretty good at that, too, to be honest. Seems like a smart
guy. Yeah, he's good with numbers.
Yeah. All right, well, real quickly, Tom, you didn't get a chance to share your thoughts on the reverse retro jersey.
I like them. I've never had a problem with any of them. There's only two. I like the red ones. I like these ones. I like how they committed to the all black.
For the helmets and
black
pants, yeah.
Buckies, black pants. Yeah, I love how they just committed all of the black. Just look like Darth Vader out there.
It's pretty sweet. Johnny Gaudreau is going to look pretty sweet.
And I think
sweet.
The royal blue is really going to pop in the all black and the slight red. I like them. Did Loudon say he didn't really like anybody's?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think there's a lot of good ones.
I think there's
there.
A lot of good ones as well. I actually like, I'm colorblind, so if the Yotes one is orange, I apologize. But
yeah.
I kind of dig it, man. I like it better than the
purple
one.
I get what
one.
He was saying. It's exactly what they did last time, but I like the orange one better.
Yes, because purple is just an, first of all, people don't know this about me. I hate the color purple. Every single like team I've
you
ever.
You just hate colors.
Oh, I love colors. I just can't,
you just can't see
them. I just can't see them. That's why they evade me. I have a good rivalry going with just colors in general. But for the most part, I did not like the Yotes purple ones. Cause I'm like, the Yotes aren't purple. They have no purple like in their unis. But making an actual uniform that looks like a sunset in Arizona is
yes.
really dope to me. I think Florida, I like what Florida did.
I did like Florida's.
Because they're going for that. When I saw that jersey, I instantly thought Minnesota Waves. Gordon Bombay.
Yes.
You know?
Like, and it just really has good Florida colors, I think.
Just good Florida colors. People are dunking on Detroit's. I don't know what more you can do with the Red Wings. They have the best.
The Red Wings and the Blackhawks have had so many different jerseys. Like, there can't be that many
no,
more ideas.
No, they haven't.
Them.
That's well, the Black. Well,
they have so many stadium and, like, Winter Classic
true,
jerseys.
Yes. That's a good point.
Like, Centennial jerseys that. At some point, they're just not going to be able, like, they're going to run out of ideas.
Yeah, they're going to run out of ideas. So the fact that Detroit actually did something with their jersey this year, I will applaud them for. Yes, does it look silly? Of course it does, but it's a reverse retro. I think we would have been, correct me if I'm wrong, as much as I hate the guy or gal, if they would have just made a Stinger jersey, I would have probably loved it. A neon yellow Stinger jersey.
No, thank you.
No? Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay.
You lost me on that one.
I like silly jerseys is my point. Like, I like jerseys that are just absolutely chaotic, especially when something comes like this. You know, just do something different. Why not? You're given a chance to.
I understand your point. I completely do. Just not a Stinger guy.
You don't like, yeah, you don't like Stinger.
I like Stinger donuts.
You used to personally work with Stinger, too.
Yeah. I do like his donuts.
Was your desk right next to his?
No.
Okay.
I like his donuts.
Okay, he's got good donuts.
You ever had them?
No, I blocked him on Twitter the other day, though, because his tweets were so bad.
Next time we go to a game, you got to get the Stinger donuts.
I got to try to think of a way to punk him. I don't know what it's going to be.
Throw a loaf of bread at him.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, or I don't know. I got to look up. I got to really get into figuring out how yellow jackets work and like knowing everything about a yellow jacket and finding either their weakness or their thing that they love the most and holding that up. Which
you
is,
see the video of the spider demolishing the yellow jacket? Maybe
no.
Just dress up as a spider. This spider, this spider demolishes.
Dude, what if the jackets had a
jacket.
Spider mascot? Be a good mix up.
Go Spides.
Go Spides. Roll Spide roll.
The lug nut jersey. Loved that.
I thought you used to not like the lug nut jersey.
I didn't like it because they went away from their colors.
But now that they have the orange in it,
yeah,
you're a huge fan
like,
of it. Yeah.
They, anytime the Oilers went away from their colors, I'm like, why? You had such good colors.
Yeah.
But now that they have their colors, I like. Winnipeg's is all right. I love Tampa's.
Really? I didn't.
The orange flames on the sleeves, it just screams early 2000s.
It does.
It's ugly.
It does. It is ugly, which is what I just said, do different. I like all the reverse.
And then, like,
there's
the
not
waves.
Really, there's not really any reverse retros that I hate. The only ones that I hate, I guess, are the ones that are, like, exactly like ones that they're wearing currently.
Like
so,
the Bruins with the big bear.
I love that, yeah.
That was awesome.
How about the Islanders? Bringing
yeah,
back
the fishermen.
Fishermen.
Yep. Who's the lumberjack?
The Canucks.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. You like the lumberjack?
Even though they took that straight from NHL Create Your Own Team.
Well, that is their logo.
Yeah, but, like, we made so many teams with the lumberjack.
Yes. Yes.
When's the last time they've used the lumberjack?
Oh, probably.
Like the 40s?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. No, yeah, they went back to it. It's a great look. All right.
Caps, real quick. I like the eagle.
The eagle's great. The Penguins one is great as well.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I've always liked the Statue of Liberty jersey.
Yeah, and then they went the royal blue with that one now, which is pretty sweet. I'm trying to think of some other ones off the top of my head.
I mean,
Stars were good.
Yeah, I mean, that was really about it for the ones that, like, really stood out to me. The Stars one was good. Like, I think Minnesota just did exactly what they did last time.
They went Subway, yeah. They made a home version of their, yeah.
Like, the Leafs are, like, kind of in the same boat.
The Leafs, yeah,
are, like, in the same boat as Detroit. Like, they've had so many other
jerseys. The Leafs just released, like, a black jersey last year. Like, they can't really go much more
crazy. They have so
many
jerseys.
Yeah.
The Ducks, I don't like how they didn't use the old school colors.
Yeah. I'll take that logo, though.
No, the logo's awesome. They should have that as their full
Sharks
logo.
One's really nice.
Yes.
The old school seals look, that's pretty sweet.
I liked Colorado's.
Yeah, Colorado's is cool. Yeah.
Unlike Slopes, I was tired of seeing the Nordiques and the Whaler.
So was I.
Like, we get it. Just wear them all the, like, wear them all the time. Don't keep remake, like, being like, here's another one.
Right.
Just be like, this is part of us now.
Completely agree. Yeah, I like Colorado. They went with the old school Colorado colors and, yeah, the old school logo. Pretty sweet, honestly, if you ask me. All right, did they go old? Sorry, I shouldn't have gone back.
Yeah, they
did. They made their flag a jersey, basically.
Yes, like, which I think is cool.
That is cool, yeah. Okay, all right. Had to round out that thought. All right, when we come back, we're going to do the Bill of Rights, since that's what you people are asking for on Twitter. We're going to do the Bill of Rights of places to die. It's not going to be as morbid as you think. All right. This is the Hockey Dudes.
This show is a real clapper to the pillows.
Just let me be and let me play the hockey.
You're listening to the Hockey Dudes.
All right. Back for the last segment of the day. Jackets playing the Penguins tomorrow. Tom, quick score prediction for Jackets and Pens.
6-4.
Coats?
Yeah. I can't ever pick the Penguins unless they're playing the Coyotes.
Yeah.
Easiest lock of my life.
6 goals on the Pens. Love it. Yeah. Now, you know what? 5-4. That's my new score this year for people who haven't figured that out yet.
You were,
like,
a big 7-1 guy for very long time.
I got to stop doing that.
You were.
Every time I said 7-1, they lost.
Yeah, they did.
So it's. And last year was either 7-1 or 3-2. Now it's 7-1 or 5-4. Gotta get that over.
Oh, I'm always... All my score predictions will be for the over.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to do Bill of Rights of places to die. I'll start off, because I think Tom needs a few more minutes to think about this one. I'm going to say the Carolinas, because it's on TV right now.
Yeah,
beaches.
That'd be a great place.
You went there this year. I went there this year to North Carolina. Beautiful beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, and also just the history. You know, many pirates have died.
A lot of pirates.
On those beaches. Blackbeard died on the
Did
Carolina.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's why like, Carolina, like, fully buys into the pirate thing.
We drove by a lot of pirate places in South Carolina.
Yeah, they buy into it because that's where Blackbeard died.
Good to know.
Yeah.
They didn't make that, like, they should have put that on a billboard so I could have read that.
think it's just kind of a thing like the people in Carolina know, and it's kind of if you go there, you just maybe figure it out.
I mean, I figured a lot of pirates had been there. I didn't know Blackbeard the pirate had died.
Oh, it's Kevin, but you don't want to. Pirates weren't necessarily good people, you know, so they don't maybe not want to tout it, you know.
But he died there, so they got rid of him.
He did. That's true. Well, actually, Virginia people came down and killed him.
There was a lot of West Virginia people there too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna take the Carolinas. The beaches of the Carolinas is a great place to die.
I had thought of this before you said those beaches. I thought Hawaii.
Yeah, it's
never
wait,
been
Hawaii.
There.
Well, you gotta say their name. Hawaii.
Hawaii. Never been there, but watching it, like you said, on the Golf Channel, looks beautiful. And then I thought of this as well before you said golf. I just thought Augusta.
Augusta National at a golf course, yeah.
Looks so nice.
I think the owner of Augusta National shot himself there.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Back in the 70s.
Okay. So I wouldn't be the first person to die there.
No, you would not. That's a good place to die.
It'd be a great place to die.
Man, I really didn't have a second one lined up.
I got two more.
Okay. I will say the Schwied. Mm-hmm. After a 7-1 dub. It has to be a 7-1 dub, though. And it has to be against the Penguins. And it has to be...
I lost my second one.
Okay. It has to be... Did I take it from you?
No.
Okay.
I just kind of canceled myself.
Huge of you. Like, because it was bad?
I just don't think it plays.
Okay. Can you tell me after we're done?
Yeah.
Can you say it on the podcast?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Okay, tell me after.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I'm going to take the Schwied. It has to be after a 7-1 dub, though, and it has to be ECF Game 7 against the Pens. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know if we win the Cup. I just want to beat the Penguins in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Cup can be won by the people that live on after me. Mm-hmm. And then I will become the ghost of Nationwide.
We got in a fight with him for a bit, right?
Well, his Twitter account's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, be more spooky.
You're a ghost. Actually haunt the place.
Just like Stinger. Like, you're a bug. Tweet.
If you're
going
to show up to the game, actually dress up as a ghost.
Yes.
That'd be hilarious. Be soft. That'd be awesome.
Be spooky. Be whimsical. All right. I got to go again because snake draft, right?
Yeah.
My next place I would like to die would be the top of Mount Everest.
It would be cold.
But at the top, like, I don't want to die on the way up or on the way down.
No one ever finds your body.
It's fine. Oh, my body would freeze forever up there.
Become a part of the mountain.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Just be a part of the mountain.
You'd be a legend.
Yeah.
And your body would just be frozen up at the top with a great view.
Yeah.
Highest point in the world. Other than Will Smith on the top of the Burj Khalifa.
Was he on top of the
He Burj was. Khalifa? Remember I sent you that meme of us after we finished?
Oh, yeah. I knew Tom Cruise had been up there, but he's done a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, Will Smith has been on top of the Burj Khalifa. It's crazy, right? It's very top.
My turn, right?
Yep.
Okay. I got this one I thought was kind of witty. I said in Nirvana. Because, like, they say, like, when you're in Nirvana, like, you're in your, like, most zen place.
I thought Nirvana was the Buddhist version of heaven.
But, like, it's also referenced as, like, your personal happiness. Like, the place you can think of the most, that'd be where you'd be at most at peace.
Okay.
Does that play?
It's not a physical place, but...
I mean, you didn't say it.
It's a mental
place.
Yeah, no, sure, yeah, it plays.
And then I said the moon.
That's a great place to die.
What a view.
Wow, what a view. What a view. And I was, you know, I'm trying to swing around and take one like that.
And I'm not, like, saying, like, you die because you just, like, floated in the space with no spacesuit. You're in a spacesuit, and you just slowly fade away, and, like, that's the last thing you see.
Pretty great way to die, Tom, not going to lie. Good place to die.
Thank you.
The moon. That's pretty sweet. All right. And you're not going to, your body's not going to get eaten out by, like, larvae.
That we know of.
Moon larvae?
There could be something out there.
I don't think there is. I think the moon's definitely just.
But what if someone just kind of floats in one day?
That has happened before. They do say that that's how the Earth came to be.
Mm-hmm.
Comets came, brought the people. Well, the people weren't whatever. All right.
You got one more.
Yeah, one more. I'm gonna go with your space theme here, and it's in a black hole. I want to know what that singularity looks like. I want to find it.
And I mean, you are taking a little risk there, because
huge risk.
You have no
idea.
Might
not die.
You just have no idea what you're gonna feel either. It could be one of the most painful experiences out there, and no one knows. That's what I was saying was a risk.
It's a pretty cool way to die, though.
But then you could just be Matthew McConaughey and just go to another dimension.
Or I could just be, yeah, see?
That'd be crazy.
Did he go to another dimension, or did he just go into a...
He went into another dimension
because... A crack
because,
in between the dimensions.
Well, the black hole had him travel to either a crack between dimensions or another dimension.
He went into time.
Yes, because he went back and told his daughter about the stuff with the bookshelves.
Yes. Yeah, he was banging on the bookshelf. He went to his daughter's bedroom, basically.
Yeah, and said, what's up?
I don't want to do that. I don't need to be in Matthew McConaughey's daughter's bedroom.
He was very sad.
That was bad vibes. But there were a lot of rooms he could have gone into.
Yeah.
So if I can get into there, I can die anywhere in there. How did he get out of that black hole?
I honestly don't remember. I think he just kind of like floated out one day and they just picked him up, maybe.
I don't remember either.
It's a long movie.
I got to watch that movie.
Yeah,
again.
It's a long movie. It's a fantastic movie. But I don't remember, because I feel like you just went through traveling through a black hole that you're like still processing that you don't remember how he got out of the black hole.
Yeah, I think I'll just start that movie up kind of where Matt Damon pushes him down the ice hill.
What a jerk.
That kind of is where it gets going, you know?
What an absolute dick.
Yeah, that was a bad move on his part.
Not a bro.
No, not at all.
I mean, you could start up from the beginning. It's so good. When he first takes off in the space.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's so good.
Yeah, just the music, the soundtrack's worthy alone.
So good.
Typical hockey dudes just getting into movie talk again. Any honorable mentions off the top of your head?
I got to the moon and I stopped thinking, because I was like, I kind of hit one out of the park there.
Maybe just like Lake Tahoe. It's a pretty cool
very
place.
Very beautiful, yeah.
Skydiving.
Yeah, you get a pretty cool view.
Great view.
Yeah.
Pretty crappy when your parachute doesn't pull.
Yeah. Probably don't feel anything.
Yeah.
No.
Just boom. See ya.
Yeah. See you later.
Apologize to anybody that's been... You know, lost a relative to that. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make light of it at all. At all. Am I trying? How about this one? A puppy mill.
Yeah, you get to hang out with all puppies.
Puppies everywhere.
All the puppies. All puppies put you to sleep. Yeah, I really
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
Just like overdose on cheesecake.
I'd love that.
That'd be great.
I might do that tonight. I would love that.
Cheesecake Factory death.
Because I got a lot of Cheesecake Factory gift cards.
I don't think people deserve this podcast. I'm just going to say that. We just gave people a lot of great places to die.
Yeah. But we're not endorsing death.
No, of course not. No, don't. Let it happen when it happens.
Yeah.
Don't talk to somebody.
But I will go on the record and say I do love the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, that's a good place, isn't it? I should have taken that place.
You should have. You absolutely should have. You would have won my
vote. You should have taken that place over Nirvana. Nirvana was an okay place. I just think it's a little bit of a wild card.
I wanted a wild card.
Yeah. Definitely a wild card.
You would have won my vote if you said Cheesecake Factory. I would have voted for you.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I picked, but that is a good place to die. Cheesecake Factory. Come on, one more. We can think of one more.
In
the restaurant chain, Joe's Crab Shack would be good. Just overdose on crab
Dave and
legs.
Busters.
Dave and Busters. Absolutely. Yes.
I'd die at Dave and Busters.
Yeah.
Overdose on tickets.
Yeah. Gosh, what's another? Come on. I can think. There's got to be at least one more non-restaurant.
Antarctica?
Yeah, hang out with the penguins, yeah.
Yeah. See the... Well,
Southern
it'd be
lights?
The Arctic, because that's the Arctic's the North Pole. So
yeah,
I'd
see the lights.
You see the lights, so I'd go Arctic.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's a good place to die.
Maybe see the Polar Express swing on by.
Yeah, maybe see. Yeah, maybe, you know, once you're out there and you're kind of you're losing your vision a little bit and you're hallucinating, you do see the North Pole. See the train coming through. Hop on with Tom Hanks.
That'd be so awesome.
Dying on.
I've rode the Polar Express.
Really?
Yeah.
You saw Santa? You met him?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I think it's Cuyahoga Valley. As a kid, sweet. My grandma took me on the Polar Express.
They picked you up out front, your house?
No.
You had to go to it?
We had to drive there.
Yeah, you didn't get the first class treatment.
No, we didn't. I still got the hot chocolate, though.
Tom Hanks serve it up hot, fresh for you?
Not Tom Hanks.
No. Did they clip your ticket?
They did.
Nice.
And I got a little Christmas ornament out of it. It was really cool.
Oh, here's another place to die. Speaking on the Christmas train, in front of the Rockefeller, just like on the ice.
Yeah.
That's all I want. You know, it's actually perfect death. On ice, looking at a Christmas tree.
Maybe Liberty Island.
Also looking at a skyscraper.
Just die with Lady Liberty.
Yeah, but then you got to smell the Hudson River. Stinky.
I mean, all of New York City smells.
That's true. It is stinky. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I was just, like, thinking, like, Lady Liberty, you get to die with Lady Liberty, and then you get to look at Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, that would be sweet. Smelly city.
Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan, yeah.
That was a cool place.
It's a cool place. All right, that pretty much does it. I mean, I got nothing.
Yeah, I ran out of places.
Yeah, let me just say this. No place is a good place to die. Well, no, there are good places.
Some are better than...
Because we all have to die.
Some places are better than others.
Dying is not good. Say that.
Yeah.
If you can prevent that, just
go Jackets. Tell your dog.